Atonement. While this word has to do with man's relation to God, yet we can see, by the division of the word, Mrs. Eddy meant us to understand the relationship of God and man to be not two, but one-ment. This is the underlying teaching of Christian Science, and is shown by the following fact. The first chapter of the textbook is prayer. Prayer is a subject that appeals to all persons. Mrs. Eddy showed wisdom in introducing her science through this inexhaustible avenue. The second chapter is Atonement and Eucharist, and in the first six lines she gives us a statement of the science of her book. Quote, "Atonement is the exemplification of man's unity with God, whereby man reflects divine truth, life, and love. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. His mission was both individual and collective." Close quote. Science and Health, 18:1. The atonement is an exact science. Therefore, to be understood, it must be demonstrated, and that means individually. It becomes clearer and clearer to every student that he must progressively gain a better understanding of what atonement is, and individually prove it. The atonement teaches us the science of our oneness with God, and because it is a science, we must demonstrate it in our daily lives by overcoming sin, sickness, and death, and over all suggestions which claim an existence apart from God. Jesus did not say, "My Father and I are two, but one." In speaking of this oneness with God, Jesus could not have meant two-ness. Otherwise he would have said, "I and my Father are two." He was impressing thought with the fact that there was only one being, not two. God being, and man being. God manifested is what man means, his oneness with God. This is verified in Science and Health, 114:10. Quote, "In science, mind is one, including noumenon and phenomena, God and his thoughts." Close quote. God is within and without all things. Mrs. Eddy used to place the following words in the front part of her textbook. Quote, I itself, I. The inside, the outside, the what and the why, the where and the when, the low and the high, all, I itself, I. Close quote. The I itself expresses the idea of oneness. We know that I, or ego, is God. Mrs. Eddy says, Science and Health, 588:9, quote, "I, or ego, divine principle, spirit, soul, incorporeal, unerring, immortal, and eternal mind. There is but one I, or us, but one divine principle or mind, governing all existence. Man and woman, unchanged forever in their individual characters, even as numbers which never blend with each other, though they are governed by one principle." Close quote. That is the I, or ego, we are. This definition, then, demands that we see the individual mentality as God rather than man. We are not human beings endeavoring to demonstrate God. Actually, that is impossible. God alone can know himself, see himself, understand himself, teach himself. Why? Because God is all. We are endeavoring to understand this science not for aggrandizement, but because the world's problems require it. It takes the allness of God to handle them. Human beings can't accomplish them, for there are no human beings. We are not human, but divine. Quote, "As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us." Close quote. This is the authority that says to the proud wave, "Thus far and no farther." There is not, as old theology teaches us, a good God afar off, and a good or sinning man trying to find him. In the beginning, we use Christian Science as a tool, but as we progress, we see that more is required of us. Today, we are learning that Christian Science is presenting to us, and to all mankind, a deific science, a knowing science, and we are beginning to understand existence. The only reason existence seems to be chaotic is because we do not understand it aright. The book of John is conceded to be a book of great spiritual meaning, especially the 13th to the 17th chapters that are devoted to one subject, the Last Supper. These chapters are of great importance to the student of Christian Science. It is recorded by John that Jesus was teaching his disciples, by example and statement, the science of God and man. He impresses you with the import of one outstanding idea, the oneness of God and man. He did not speak to his disciples from the standpoint of a spiritual man, but from the standpoint of principle and idea, God and man. Quote, "In my Father's house there are many mansions." Close quote. Quote, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman," close quote, to mention two well-known statements. The 17th chapter seems to be the climax of his teaching of the oneness of being. Vine and husbandman, fruition, Father's house and mansion. Oneness. Jesus thought of himself always as one with the Father, and so he spoke. The basis of being is not just principle, but principle and idea. The appeal of Jesus on the cross was not made to God alone, but to himself. In the ceremony of washing the disciples' feet, he said, quote, "If I wash them not, thou hast no part in me." Close quote. He washed away the belief that they were human beings. We must do this with our friends. In answer to Philip's question, "Show us the Father," he replied, quote, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Close quote. The Father expressed as me is what he meant. Quote, "The oneness of being leaves nothing outside of itself." The life of the idea is principle. As spiritual man alone, we could not find God, for in the consciousness that we are just man, we would be looking for God outside of ourselves. Quote, "That they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee." Close quote. In this verse, if we leave out the word "in," see the textbook glossary, it becomes, quote, "That they may be one, as thou, Father, art me, and I thee." Close quote. John 17:21, and Science and Health 588:22. My family, church, friends, business, must be one in me and harmonious, because I know I am one with God. And that understanding will lead the world to believe that thou hast sent me. There is only one kingdom, not three. That one is the kingdom of God within you. And you are looking out from God and cannot see a kingdom unlike himself. Jesus gave us the Christian era. Mary Baker Eddy gave us the science of Christianity, or the science era. Jesus walked on the water. Peter sank. Water was subjective to Jesus, but it was objective to Peter. Lazarus dying was objective to the sisters, but subjective to Jesus, who saw only life. Lazarus seemed to have died to the consciousness of those of his household. To the consciousness of Jesus, he lived and never died. That which is objective to mortal mind is really also subjective to mortal mind, because it must appear first in mortal thought before it is manifested outside of that thought. The claim is that we are one of many men looking on. But are we? Just as Jesus did, we express our own universe, or universal sense of things. That is, we have the science with which to do it. In the universe that Jesus knew, there was no sin, disease, or death. And this universe was going on for him, right beside the one in which there seemed to be sin, disease, and death. Shall we subordinate ourselves to false beliefs? Or shall we be understanding subjective being, divine being, knowing that supply, work, opportunity, health, harmony are subject to mind, expressing mind? The changes we make must be from the standpoint of the never-changing principle of life. We cannot think of ourselves as needing to change to fit into a condition or circumstance. God has not changed. Supply has not changed. Health has not changed. Opportunity has not changed. Harmony has not changed. Mrs. Eddy says, ours is, quote, an individual kingdom, our diadem a crown of thorns, close quote. Pulpiton Press, 421. Understanding subjective being, we know that nations are not outside. A nation, nationality, or group is one of many aspects of the one man. There is nothing plural in mind. It is always one, one infinite manifestation. All nations are one with God, therefore one with us. We should handle national hatred and other various prejudices as we do sickness. Are certain nations isolating themselves because of their own state of thought? Answer, quote, mortal mind sees what it believes as certainly as it believes what it sees, close quote. Science and Health, 86:29. In that sense alone, sin destroys itself. But this is simply an analysis of the error confronting us. We cannot leave it there. Remember, we are dealing with consciousness only, and our responsibility is to be that mind which was also in Christ Jesus, in which is no such belief. Scientifically, we cannot say we have nothing to do with it. If we seem to be conscious of an error, it is our responsibility to heal it. And so we have to lift from these nations as unreal the belief of their aggressiveness. They can't have it because God did not make it, and God made all good, perfect, and harmonious. The address appears to end there.